All right, you all. He's back. So Matt has been able to land the plane, and he's in the studio.
Yeah, I've been around.
He's been around.
Yeah, working.
And hey, Carlos, check behind Matt's head. So we got some fan mail. We appreciate all the awesome stuff that gets sent to our P.O. box. So we're working on the studio, continuing to improve it. It's a work in progress. I did get a compliment from last night's interview. He thought he kind of liked the layout, so I thought that was cool. Speaking of last night's interview, I interviewed James Corbett, and we were talking about AI, Mr. Nah, and all these other things. And exactly what we were talking about, I get to the office this morning, and I can't exactly remember how I came across this article. This is on agweb.com, but this is what I wanted to talk about. Because holistically, it speaks to pretty much everything we talk about on our channel and why we do what we do. Trump administration shifts strategy on avian flu, spearheaded by the National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett and the USDA Secretary Brooke Rawlings, the good guys, on the new boss. That's so much different than the old boss. The plan prioritizes enhanced biosecurity measures and medication to control the spread of the virus and moves away from mass calling of infected flocks. Like, how are we going to have eggs at the grocery store again? Oh, well, we're not going to mass call all these healthy birds for the sake of one or two or three sick birds like Joel Salatin and tons of other people have been recommending and that common sense recommends. It's just unbelievable how completely these people are. The Trump administration is rolling out a new strategy to combat avian flu, moving away from mass culling of infected flocks, spearheaded by the Economic Council and the DAW. Here are their measures: biosecurity and medication. Improved contaminant protocols and medication aim to reduce reliance on widespread calling. Smart perimeter approach. Targeted containment methods will enhance efficiency in preventing outbreaks. Collaboration. Government scientists and global academic experts. Trust the science and trust the experts. You know, if they're wearing a white lab coat, they're obviously very smart and know what is best for you. So the first recommendation is that all the birds social distance. So they all have to stay 6 feet away from each other, and they're going to make little tiny paper masks. And one mask won't work, so they're going to put 2 to 3 tiny little paper masks to stop the droplets. So they put tiny little paper masks.
And then when they haul the chickens in the chicken trucks, they're just going to put one chicken per crate instead of like 80.
Yeah, so much for all of the mass bird. So I'm joking just a little bit, but recent developments, vaccine approval. Okay, this is great. We know how good vaccines are. And as good as they are for us folk, they're even better for the avian folks. So
exactly.
Zoetis received conditional USDA approval for an avian flu vaccine. Was that like a, what was that little legal jargon? With the, I forget it, but no, it was just funny how it said it received conditional USDA approval. Concerns and challenges. Trade impact. The National Chicken Council warns that vaccinating flocks could hinder poultry exports. Efficacy of previous measures. Critics argue that the Biden administration's mass calling approach was costly and ineffective. Ongoing outbreak. The flu has affected over 150 million birds. Now, what that means is a handful of birds got sick and they killed 150 million birds because they're the government and they're here to help. Driving up egg prices and causing supply outages. Future outlook. The plan's success hinges on industry adoption and global trade acceptance. Balancing effective disease control with maintaining poultry exports remains a critical challenge for the administration. NEC-led task force on HPAI and egg prices to confront hurdles and challenges. Hassett is working with industry experts and government analysts and officials, including those at USDA. Secretary Robbins late Thursday heard from various experts on the topic. The emergence and spread of new avian influenza variants have significantly impacted egg prices. The government mass culling of birds, especially healthy birds and birds that had immunity to whatever this cultured event is, were killed. So that's actually...
At our local grocery stores, it's very thin. The eggs are.
Very
thin. Mainly, which is very interesting, mainly the more of the
cage-free,
healthier birds.
Uh-huh.
It's all wiped out. But guess what? Guess what's always still on the shelf?
What's there?
Those blue nasty
styrofoam
eggs.
Yeah.
They're at the bottom shelf.
Those
will always be there.
They'll always be there.
And me and the wife were there, and I was like, oh my goodness. It was like the day of Valentine's or the day after, and it was just gone. All the eggs were gone, and they had a limit, 2 dozen per person or whatever. And what she's been able to get the chickens cranking.
The chickens are cranking. And this was part of the story that I wanted to talk about because I think this is kind of interesting. Let me see.
Yeah.
The emergence and spread of a new avian influenza variants have significantly impacted egg prices, poultry production, and resulted in public health concerns. There are no public health concerns when it comes to us normie pleb folks that are out there doing all the work, paying all the taxes, and eating the eggs. The health concerns come from they, them, and those, and all of those, and the experts, and the U.S. does and whatnot, necessitating ongoing vigilance and adaptive strategies from both the industry and government agencies. I think we need some public-private partnerships. So some of the issues. Background. Bird flu was present during the first Trump administration. Several notable events related to avian influenza occurred during this period. Outbreak in 2017. In March of 2017, an outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza, which is HPAI, H7N9, R2D2, C3PO, beep, boop, pop, boop, pop, 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 virus. We live in a very bad, poorly written sci-fi novel.
Literally.
Okay, that's why we need all these acronyms, and that's why there's all these state agencies that haven't went anywhere, that aren't going anywhere, that are all the alphabet soup. But anyway, so this is all part of the alphabet soup. The HPAI H7N virus was detected in 2 commercial chicken breeder flocks in the U.S., this North American lineage, HPAI H7N9 virus, was genetically unrelated to the Asian lineage virus reported in China. Policy continuation. So wait a minute. They had this in China and they had it in America. And was it a China virus? Okay. Bad storyline. They recycle. This is like Back to the Future 8, y'all. Okay. A USDA bird flu response plan updated in May of 2017 during Trump's first administration incorporated public guidance based on lessons from influenza outbreaks during the Obama and the Trump and the first Trump administrations. And they're so effective and efficient and spend very little money and do everything properly and quickly.
That's why we're still dealing with it in 2025.
Plans, but they'll do it better this time.
Yeah.
Because we voted harder. The plan stated that rapid depopulation of infected poultry is critical to halt virus transmissions and must be prioritized. Depopulation strategy. Okay, so are they talking about birds or about
us?
Interesting question. During March of 17 bird flu outbreak, a USDA report indicated that nearly 253,000 birds were depopulated.
Not killed.
Welcome to the new speak, y'all.
Wow.
For all the PETAs out there, these birds were depopulated in a very humane way.
I say that about Christians, too.
We need to depopulate the Christian community. This depopulation strategy was a continuation of longstanding practices to prevent bird flu from spreading. And they've done such a great job at that, y'all, that we have it every year.
Every year.
While bird flu was present during Trump's first term, the current widespread outbreak affecting cattle and causing human infections began in 2022. So it's a zoonotical transfer. Like, it's like, I think it originated in a pangolin in a wet market. It began in 2022 after Trump left office. You can't blame him. The ongoing situation presents new challenges for the incoming Trump administration in 2025. Biden administration faced significant bird flu outbreaks during its tenure, with the H5N virus causing widespread impact across the U.S. Here's an overview of the blah, 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 blah. It's all the same stuff.
It really is.
And there's lots of acronyms, and there's R2-D2, C-3PO,
billions of dollars.
Lando Calrissian, Luke Skywalker.
And lots of depopulated birds.
Yeah. And lots of experts and whatnot. But the point I wanted to make here is what you need to look into is this new vaccine that has conditional approval. I can't remember. The last vaccine had emergency authorization, which was conditional approval.
Which worked really
and
well.
And it did work really well.
Or for something just like that.
All those that participated in it, we chose not to participate. And I'm going to
want to be deep.
Yeah, we didn't want to be depopulated. So, and I would recommend that if you look into this vaccine, now that they've changed the definitions of what vaccines are, I'm pretty sure that Mr. Na is incredibly involved in Zotys and other off-brand generic brands. So this is going to genetically impact the eggs in the near future. You know, it will take a while for this to get into, you know,
after they're not already in them.
After going through the dub process.
They're telling us now.
Sure.
Who even knows, you know, technically.
Yeah, so it'll take a while, but I would not recommend store-bought eggs. And
especially the scary ones in the blue cart.
Especially anything in blue styrofoam.
Or yellow, white, or whatever.
But this points to the fact of actually what we were talking about last night is about this is why we choose to grow our own food. And what's very interesting is, you know, as you're growing your food and learning the process and learning how to be more efficient and learning how to care for your animals, they will molt. There'll be different timing issues. Yep. When there's less sunlight, they'll stop laying and go through a natural cycle, and you'll still be feeding them. And it's very interesting and humorous online. There is a lot of people that mock people with backyard chickens, because when you calculate the food and the actual cost, and like, hey, dummy, you could have went to Aldi's and got that dozen eggs and it really cost you this amount and all this stuff. But now that there's an enormous deficit, right? Mm-hmm. And now that base, that the average median price in America right now is $5. And right now we are producing a surplus of eggs, and I brought 4 dozen into work that were immediately purchased by one person.
One person.
Right? And this person is getting a very high quality product. He knows where it came from. I know where it came from. I know what the birds ate. And we throw scraps. We do all kinds of cool stuff because our chickens are omnivores.
Yeah.
So they help us
come. It's like the coolest feeling ever, because you know, I don't know how to describe the feeling, because it's like you go to the grocery store. You can't get this certain product, but you have an abundance that you're producing all by yourself, and you have no dependence on any of it. You know,
it is.
You don't even have to be worried about it. You know.
Yeah, and it's an awesome feeling. And then not only can you have this awesome feeling, you can have an abundance, and you can share with your community, and they gladly buy it from you. They don't expect you to give it to them. They gladly buy it from you, and they're like, "Thanks a lot!" Like,
this is great,
and people literally can't find these in the stores. And it really, I mean, it's very fulfilling. And, you know, there is a process, and you do go through a lot of loss. Like,
sure,
for the first, we've been here 11 years, but for the first 5 years, we called our homestead Death Acres. Everything died.
Everything died.
And
lost hundreds of birds.
Yeah, we couldn't do anything right.
Try and fail, Jess.
Meat birds are another story. They're very expensive. I like cows. So we're raising cows. They're very, very low input. But yeah, backyard chickens. There's even a website called Backyard Chicken. You know, if you, and chickens are the gateway drug to homesteading. 80% of people that got stuck.
It's going to be very interesting moving forward, especially with the chickens, because I was talking to my mother-in-law today, and she said that she was checking on the prices of baby chicks.
Yeah.
And it is,
what is that like?
Skyrocketed.
$10 a piece?
So who knows? It was already high because everybody's getting into it. And now with this
shortage,
depopulation.
Yeah. They're depopulating.
Yeah. They're just depopulating. That's, you know, nothing to see here. But what it's going to do is it's just going to make it that much more incentive to actually raise your own chickens.
And what's fascinating is,
or at least find a farmer nearby to buy.
That's what I was going to say, you know.
Yeah.
We become more resilient as other neighbors have their own chickens, right? And then, oh yeah, but now you can't sell them their eggs, your eggs, right?
Yeah.
But it creates more redundancy and more resiliency, and it becomes more decentralized,
yeah,
less and less centralized. Everyone wins that way.
Yeah.
And then as this flock develops,
yeah, we,
another flock.
We were at the grocery store, and there's literally people at the edge of the parking lot selling eggs. Like,
wow.
Yeah. It was so ironic. I'm like, wow, this is...
That's very industrious. And
there's a ton of people that are
raising eggs around here. And if they wanted to, yeah, they
could. Oh, yeah, you can make a killing.
Yeah, well, and what a great idea. What a capitalistic, awesome idea, because they're rationing the eggs in the store and the people walk out and you're like, hey, you want to buy some eggs?
Farm fresh?
Yeah, farm fresh, multicolored. I mean, our eggs are like rainbow colored.
Oh, so they're cool looking.
Yeah, they're super
boring
cool.
Boring and just white.
Like, yeah, and the yolks are much more deep, rich, orange, beautiful, and tastier and better and healthier for the same price. So, you know, Matt sold his today for $5 a dozen, which I thought was low. I thought he should have charged $6, but I've always been accused of overpricing things. But
I don't take any of the credit. That's my wife's deal, is the chickens.
She's a crazy chicken lady.
She's a crazy chicken lady. The chicken,
a lot like your mother.
The chickens were not laying at all when we got married. And then she's like, I really want like a kind of like a hobby or something to do. And I was like, well, I'm like, you could probably totally take over the chickens. And I'm like, if you show those girls any love, they're going to explode. If you like always make sure they have hay in their nest boxes, make sure they always got fresh water, put out a light bulb out there, you know, do all that type of stuff. I'm like, they will crank out the eggs. And she didn't believe me. And the second she did,
boom.
Just exploded.
It really did.
And then she actually, we had it. The chickens had food 24/7 because we're lazy farmers.
Well, we're busy.
And we're really busy too. So it was just like,
starve.
Yeah, here's your food. We don't want to forget.
Right.
You know, if we got caught up for the day. So she's saving us.
Oh, man.
How much food are
we? We're using a quarter of the feed we were using before. Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's great. So anyway, so it's been really exciting, and it's really rewarding too, especially when you can sell them and actually recoup some of the money that you're spending.
Yeah. I mean, at a minimum, if it buys the feed, you know, basically we're getting our eggs at cost.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, due to inflammation, like I can't eat eggs.
Yeah, that's
very,
thanks.
Very little. I definitely can't eat raw eggs. I used to love.
You can kind of get away with some stuff in stuff.
I can get away with eggs in stuff. Yeah, like carnivore pizza. And in Dr. Kilt's ice cream, I think mom's been putting egg yolks in there, and that doesn't seem to bother me.
Too much?
I used to eat a dozen two a day. And so now that I don't, you know, we have eggs to sell.
Yeah, yeah. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, so I'll link this article down below. And Yeah, Matt, it's good to have you back. I mean, is there anything else you want to talk about or any kind of like life updates, farm updates,
everything's
house updates?
Everything's been going good. It's been kind of chilly and cold. Buddy got his shed, so that's been exciting. James has been helping him doing that. So that's been good. I'll have to share. Me and the wife are going to eventually do a video here, so be patient with us. We've been like a roller coaster of sickness, ER visits, and like all this other stuff in the background too. So broken, fractured stuff, and Sawzall's falling on top of people's heads and stuff that happened to me, and it was just not fun stuff. But all that to say, if there's anybody out there, I'm not getting paid to say this, but if there is anybody out there that's looking for like awesome, like
medical sharing,
go ahead and check out
Crowd Health.
Thank you.
There'll be a link down below.
Yes. And there, it's been great. I didn't know how much I would use it the first of the year.
The first week that you had it?
The first week I had it, I literally like blew it up. And I'm very sorry for the people over there, but they've been incredible. And like, you can email them, you can talk to them. Very personal, and you just always feel like you're in the loop. Their app is incredible. So the link's down below. We do get a little bit of a kickback from that, so that is very nice to help support the show. And we use it. Mom and Dad are eventually going to be getting on it.
Yeah, we've been medical sharing for over 20 years. We're currently with Samaritan Ministries, and we're very happy with Samaritan. But the cost continues to rise because with most medical sharings, there are no cost controls as far as people with metabolic issues and pre-existing conditions. And metabolic issues are the driver of healthcare costs.
Absolutely.
So if you can work in an environment that rewards metabolically healthy people by reducing your share amount, I mean, that's where we want to be. We want to participate in that, and we want to encourage that. That's a real solution.
And Crowd Health said they put out this whole email. So they were going to go ahead and roll out with a carnivore-like line. So then if you were a carnivore, you could get your blood taken, and they would have like be able to look at your blood and actually see if you were truly like all your stats about your body and everything like that, and see if you were truly carnivore or in ketosis and all that type of stuff. And they said that they didn't get enough people interested in that, but they're actually going to be rolling out with something very similar in 2025.
A metabolic health group.
It's very exciting, and the cost will be going will be actually cheaper for that if you're able to get into,
if you qualify.
Which, I mean, the prices that me and my wife are paying right now is like incredible. Just to be upfront and honest with y'all, we're paying $88 each a month.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Like, yeah, it's great.
Great. And they cover everything. I couldn't be more happy. I wanted to go with Samaritan Ministries. It was just going to be like ridiculous. And when you're newly married and you get back into reality and you start crunching numbers, and you know, when you have all these bills coming in, you're like, I need to have something as cheap as possible, but with that will actually work when I need it too, you know? So that was kind of like with car insurance and everything like that too. But all that to say, definitely check them out. Crowd Health. I'm sleepy, so I forgot. So I was like, what? What was it called? Right, it's been a long
day. Good job, son.
I know. It's been a long day. And I haven't been on a video for forever.
But anyway, that's true.
I know. True. Yeah. It takes a while. Like, you got to get used to talking.
Yeah, you got to get used to doing
the
thing.
Your brain has to start working.
Also, Faith and I are going to be in Austin. It's I think it's actually Cedar Park or Cedar Hill. There'll be a link down below. It's going to be March 8th. Healing Humanity is having a meetup. So this is a carnivore event with lots of awesome carnivores and doctors.
That's great.
And they're going to be disseminating information. We're going to be participating. So check that out. I think there's still a couple of tickets available to that.
Check out thetexasboys.com. I fully redid thetexasboys.com, which is awesome. there still has to be a good chunk of work done to it. Also, just a little teaser, my wife is coming out with the new product line, with her own product line, which is really good. And it's going to be all carnivore.
Tallow-based, right?
All tallow-based, which I don't, I'm trying to keep it a little hush-hush.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
I can edit that out.
Yeah. No, you're fine.
I can.
It's fine.
Bit.
It's fine.
So anyway, like an editing wizard.
So anyway, so it's going to be very exciting. Lots of products. Awesome products. I think y'all are going to be very excited about that. So stay tuned and stay tuned for a video eventually once we're up and rolling here. Me and my wife are going to make a video.
All right. You said story. It.
We said it. I said it.
Okay. So you said it.
It's going to happen. So.
Hey. Yeah, we love and appreciate y'all. Thanks for all the support, and thank you to all of our customers. Hey, if you're looking for local beef, we do have some availability. Matt redid the beef page, so check it out over there.
Way more sense.
And if you want to, if you're interested, send us an email, and we can get that set up. We love and appreciate y'all, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.